Do you ever stumble over words or say embarrassing things that makes you replay a conversation for days or even years?
Oh, no.
Yep, me too. And I think we all do. The way we speak is messy and beautiful because that's how humans talk. But what does it actually sound like? From self-talk in the shower to swearing or even how we talk to dogs? That's what we explore on our new podcast, How Humans Talk, a podcast curious about language and culture. Listen on SBS or any other platform.
You're listening to SBS News.
In January 1999, a group of names was added to a wall at the National Maritime Museum of Australia by the Governor-General, Sir William Dean.
It enables us to acknowledge a debt and to say thank you.
The wall was the newly established National Monument to Migration, also known as the Welcome Wall, which commemorates those who have migrated from countries around the world to make Australia their new home.
Roberto Maniscalco, well done. Thank you very much indeed.
The Welcome Wall is designed to face Pyrmont Bay, which is historically a place where many migrants first arrived in Sydney at the city's reserve passenger terminals. National Maritime Museum Chair Hugh Van Ley says many of the migrants had come from terrible circumstances.
They came from war, from poverty, from fear, from hardship, but also from love. Love for their children, love for their family and the dream of giving them a safer, a brighter future.
Now, hundreds more names have been added to the Welcome Wall. Petra Tayok from SBS Arabic was the MC for the official ceremony.
We are adding 114 inscriptions to the National Monument to Migration of people who represent 56 countries.
This couple are among those new additions.
I've walked here several times. And I've often said to my wife, we should put our names there. At least the grandkids will remember one day. And I'm so happy it's there now. My son's organized that.
The new names are included on two panels, one of which is focused on the Vietnamese community. Tammy Nguyen is from the Vietnamese Museum Australia.
I came to Australia in 1982 as a Vietnamese refugee, so we just wanted to honour our family's history.
Hugh Van Ley says these names are not just entries on a surface.
They are stories, they are memories, they are legacies. Migration is hardship and is hope. Is at the heart of very special significance. It marks 50 years since the end of the Vietnam War, a conflict that reshaped millions of lives, including mine.
The museum director, Ms. Daryl Karp, says migration and how it has shaped Australia is one of the museum's core pillars, and the National Monument to Migration forms an integral part of its activity in this space. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke says not everyone agrees that immigration has been a good thing for Australia.
We're at a particular moment in Australian commentary at the moment, right now. Not long ago, on the other side of Sydney, there was a very different gathering of people with a very different view on the celebration of immigration.
But the minister says migration is always going to be at the heart of what Australia is.
Modern Australia and multicultural Australia are exactly the same thing. And part of loving Australia is loving who we are. And your story is intrinsically part of Australia's story and deserves to be officially honoured the way it is today.
The museum is now accepting names for the next panel on the monument, with registrations open until the 22nd of December 2025 for the next unveiling ceremony. This man says he has no regrets about taking that step.
To have our name on the wall and to remind us of our presence over here and together with our journey from our country to this country. It's so beautiful and we are so grateful to have that name, our name on the wall.
Deborah Grook, SBS News.
In Sweden, we believe in just the right amount. Embracing balance, minimalism, and simplicity. Something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid and fully electric. There's a Volvo for everyone. So visit your local Volvo retailer to learn which one is right for you. Volvo.